May the Lord bless you, dear family. May your mind be clear and your hearts free from attachments to the world, so that you can pray for these times we are in. So often we do not believe our prayers matter. Blessed Mother began, "You are not alone in that, Claire. This is a lie that is continually spoken into the minds of the people. Despite reason, logic, belief, people still fall for it. It is important to remind them from time to time that this is important and He does hear their prayers. The littlest child could cry out when they see something sad, and He would respond to the little one's prayer. The chaos that is coming is so intense that people will not know which way to turn. Prayer needs to become your number one priority. Take it day by day. Do not allow your plans to block prayer, because prayer should have precedence. Many will need you. When it all comes down, they will be looking for guidance and counsel. This will be and can be a time of great spiritual growth. Motives will be apparent, and that will aid in people wanting to change. Pressure and times of war always bring to the surface those things which are most urgent, those attitudes that are warped. Love will overcome everything. You are right in suggesting that everyone listen to the messages at dinner time. This is a positive change that will help you all be on the same page. I was thinking, so-and-so doesn't have much faith or belief that things really are going to happen. Mother Mary continued, when you see that in others, it is a reflection of your own self. Look deeper into your own heart, and you will not fall into judgment and pride. You are all very similar, and living together brings out a mirrored truth about one another. You see your own flaws in others. This can be a blessing and help to make you more humble if you handle it with charity. Yes, it is true, there are some things I still question, even though Jesus has made them clear to me. I don't like that trait. I was musing to myself, thought Mother Claire. Perhaps the Lord will relent, and there will be more time. Blessed Mother answered me immediately. As it stands, there is not going to be another year, Claire. This is truly it. Please keep that in mind as you plan. You have a wonderful group here. They are all very sincere. Willingness is at times a challenge. But you see, they want to follow the Lamb, and that will be their salvation. Catch up on the messages, and do not stop playing music and singing. Even though you feel it is useless, you are wrong. Do good while you can. When things become more intense, no one will be able to do anything but pray. That time is coming soon. I am your Mother of Mercy. I will never stop interceding for you. Be faithful to respond to the call of prayer.